Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
No, not now.
That sounds like it's gonna cost you.
I know what to do. I'm going to cashnetusa.com. I can apply in minutes, get an instant decision, and if approved, I could have the money in my account as soon as the same business day.
When you need money fast, be the hero. Go to cashnetusa.com to apply for the money you need now. The exact timing as to when your loan funds will be available will be determined by your banking institution.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 83, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. What a show we have for you today. We will talk to former Major League outfielder Herm Winningham, who played for that 1990 championship Cincinnati Reds team. Also, we'll catch up with the red-hot Dodgers with David Vasse, who is the Dodgers reporter for AM 570 LA Sports in Los Angeles. That and much more. Let's go.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball. Number one.
Former Major League slugger Gary Sheffield said he doesn't watch baseball anymore. That might be harsh, but I do get it. The game has changed a lot. And here's the quote he told CBS Sports Radio, quote, "I don't watch baseball at all. It was kind of forced. I was kind of forced to watch baseball because I was working for TBS. And so I had to remember, really find out who these players were. I'll tell you a secret now. I never watch games during the season. I would be educated on it when I got there. It's not something I could watch based on what I'm seeing because I'll be a complainer. This is the first time I ever said that out loud, but I'm just truly disappointed with what I watch." Gary Sheffield and a lot of players, former players, are saying they don't recognize the game anymore. And we talk about it. I don't think it's over the top. It's all about home runs, strikeouts. It's just the game has changed a lot. Analytics have changed the game. And there's not enough action on the base pass. It's either all or nothing, whatever happened to hit and run and run and hit and stealing bases. And it's a different game. There's no doubt about it. But baseball's not alone. The NBA, we see the same thing. It's about a dunk or a three-pointer. I mean, the mid-range game is done. It's totally different. You can't defend anybody, can't touch anybody. Football has changed. All the great running backs wouldn't even play today. Barry Sanders, Jim Brown, would there even be a place for those guys? All they want to do is throw the football on every down. So analytics have really affected all the sports, including baseball. I know baseball needs to think about it. One thing I would do if I was the commissioner is I would change the shift. I think the shift takes away a lot of hits, takes a lot of guys off base. I think you should only be allowed to have two players on each side of the second base bag. I think that would at least allow some of those hits because everybody has hitting patterns. And so many hits, even when guys make contact, go to spots where there's three or four infielders. And I just think that is a big thing that could easily be corrected and open up some of the field for guys to get hits.
Number two.
Mets shortstop Francisco Lindor is struggling. That's right, big time. And I wonder if New York Mets fans are a little verklempt and a little upset. He's only batting 171, no home runs, one double. It has been a struggle despite, you know, the big contract he signed before the season started. The Mets were excited. Their new owner, Steve Cohen, you know, reached deep in his pockets for Lindor. And I just think it's too early for people to automatically think this isn't going to work out. He's had a tremendous career thus far. Granted, his batting average has gone down every year, but he's a lifetime 284 hitter coming into the season. He's done a lot of things that tell you he could be on a path to be a Hall of Fame shortstop if he continues. Sometimes playing in a new place, to start in a new league, there's a lot of other things that factor in, and guys do go through slumps. And there's no way you can look at 40 at-bats and have that negate the first six seasons in the major leagues and say that the 40 at-bats is more representative of his career than the six seasons when he's been solid and been an all-star. So I'm not going to jump on the panic wagon and say, oh my God, the Mets made a mistake and this is going to be a disaster. Let Lindor hit out of this slump. Let's see how this thing progresses. I say it's not a reason for concern.
Number three.
Major League Baseball players reacted to the George Floyd verdict in Minneapolis. And the Players Alliance, a nonprofit organization founded by a group of active and former Major League players with the goal of improving representation of Black Americans in baseball, issued a powerful statement after the verdict where former police officer Derek Chauvin was convicted on all three counts. Here is the statement from the Players Alliance. Quote, "We stand in support of today's decision to convict Derek Chauvin of second-degree murder, third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter charges for the killing of George Floyd. While today's verdict doesn't begin to approach true justice, it's a step in the right direction towards course-correcting the disproportionate police violence against Black Americans. It continued, George Floyd's murder was the spark that lit fire under millions of people of all races, creeds, and nationalities around the world who raised their voices against police violence and the racial injustices that exist in this country. That spark led the creation of the Players Alliance, allowing our players a platform to do the same. Today, we can continue to stroke these flames to fight for equal treatment and opportunities. If we neglect to turn these emotions into productive action, these tragic moments in history are destined to be repeated. There it is, part of the statement by the Players Alliance after the verdict in the George Floyd murder.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, now let's welcome in former Major League outfielder Herm Winningham, who played 9 years in the big leagues, primarily as a center fielder, broke in with the Mets, played for the Expos in Montreal, Cincinnati Reds, Boston Red Sox, and won a championship in 1990 with those Cincinnati Reds. Herm, welcome to the podcast, buddy. How are you?
I'm fine, Rob. Good to hear from you. Yeah, hey, glad you woke me on this thing. Nobody knows who I am now, you know. But thank you for inviting me.
No doubt, man. Come on, man. You played. Let's just start there in Cincinnati, that great championship team in 1990. What was that like with the characters, the players, even Marge Schott, the owner, Lou Piniella, the fiery manager?
Everybody was an individual. But it started in spring training, Rob. That's when you came over there at that time, too. It was Pete Rose's team. Fine. But we didn't have what I call discipline, you know, kind of thing. But when Pete got in trouble, here come Lou. Lou was fiery. Lou had structure for us. He told us in spring training what your job was going to be. He got 8 players that will play every day. He got 5 starters. And he gave you. Now, the role players like myself and Lou, Louis Quinones and Griffin and Olson and Bragg, you know, we knew our jobs from day one. And we understood that from Lou. And the characters were unbelievable. I mean, it was funny watching Lou, you know, go off.
Right. Rob Dibble.
It was a fun team to be around.
Yeah, Rob Dibble, Chris Sabo, Barry Larkin, Eric Davis. It was an incredible a group of players. What, Herm, tell me about this. Playing in Cincinnati, for people who don't know, Cincinnati is one of the great baseball towns in this country. Yeah. People love baseball in Cincinnati. What was that like for you?
It was everywhere you went. You know, I don't care if you were in Kentucky, right? You were down anywhere in Ohio, there's baseball. They live and breathe Reds baseball. I mean, it's on every building. When there's a game, you can tell people go to work at 4 o'clock in the morning or whatever, you know, and then there's an afternoon game, businessman special, boom. They're done by 12, and they walk into the ballpark, you know. And it's great because, you know, baseball's been in Cincinnati forever, you know, way back. So it's just carried down. I mean, you know, it's just one of those cities. It's just a small media market, but it's a baseball city.
Let's talk about this, too. You played for the Montreal Expos, and for a lot of the younger people listening to the podcast, they don't even know that Montreal had a baseball team. It's been so long. But what was that like, the international flavor? The Expos always have had one of the greatest baseball caps, right? The Expo
cap.
Yeah,
and,
no
I still
doubt.
Got a couple of those. Everybody wants them. I said, nope, I even got my uniform. I can't wear it no more, but I still have my uniform. But those were, I enjoyed those years because they thought enough of me to, you know, trade for me in that trade with Hubie Brooks, Floyd Yeomans, Mike Fitzgerald, for Gary Carter to the Mets. And I was a starter there for a little while, you know, for a couple of years. And then, you know, because I had to play with Andre Dawson, which was, one of the best. Then I had Tim Raines, you know. I said, wow. Now, all before, I came up with Darryl Strawberry, you know, and who became a great outfielder, you know. And playing in Montreal, as far as fans, they're great fans. They were baseball there also for a long time. Might not have been major league baseball, but they had a lot of minor leagues, you know, there. And you knew Jackie Robinson, you know, started his minor league career, his professional career there. So, you know, but there, the fans, they know the game. They know that what's going on. It's just that it's a difference in culture as far as your food. But it's just the nightlife is great, you know, and it's just a little different. You feel it. You might not can put words to it, but you feel it.
Hey, Herm, let me ask you, our guest is Herm Winningham, former major league outfielder, played for the Mets and the Expos, the Reds and the Red Sox. But let me ask you about today's baseball. And you're a coach right now. You are head coach of the Orangeburg Wilkinson.
That's how long it's been. I am an assistant now at Calhoun County High School Baseball in St. Matthews, South Carolina. Coach Dukes Isgett is the head baseball coach. I'm 10 miles from the high school that I was at, my high school alma mater.
Okay, so help me with this. Today's baseball, which is a lot of strikeouts or walks, is it as entertaining to you, or do you like this baseball? When you were coming up, if you struck out as many times as some of these guys, you would probably be in the minor leagues, wouldn't you?
Probably. You ran with Sheffield said. I can't watch it. It's a different baseball. I mean, it's not the baseball game. Baseball being played the way that baseball is supposed to be played. All right. If you had a batting average of .215 by May, the end of May, you think you'd still be there when I was there? No, you wouldn't be there. If your ERA was over 3 as a starter, you wouldn't be there. Okay?
Right.
The type of baseball they're playing, if you struck out 180 times in the first month, you have no chance of ever coming back.
No doubt. You know?
And then those guys are still in the big leagues and they're making millions of dollars.
Right. No, it is definitely a different brand of baseball. Last thing, though, please. I want to ask you, it is analytics. What about with you, with the kids? What do you guys teach on the high school level? Is it about contact? Is it about hit and run? What are you guys teaching
small
on that
ball,
level?
Little ball. Get him over, get him in. Hit behind the runner. Pull it when you have to. Get in third.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
They put a guy on second base. Extra innings. All right? They put him on second. Wrong. Very seldom you see him try to bunt the guy over. They're trying to hit a home run.
Right.
All right? My thing is, the way we were taught in the minor leagues, guy in front of you hit a double with no outs. Coach had to put on no sign.
Right.
You knew your job. If I was right-handed and I had a tough time with this pitcher, I was going to drop it down so I can get him to third. I don't care if he was the first place hitter, fourth place hitter, fifth. It doesn't matter. You was going to put it down. Right. Or you were going to hit it back up the middle, which is behind the runner, get him to third with one out.
No doubt. I know that's where we are in baseball, and we appreciate your insight and the stuff you're doing with the high school kids. Herm Winningham, a former Major League outfielder, joining us here on Inside the Parker. Herm, thanks so much, my man. Stay well. Great to talk to you.
Hey, Rob. Hey, I'm going to ask for a donation a little later on. All right, Rob. I appreciate it, my brother.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it, Herm.
All right, Rob. Okay.
Learning to ski? Keep in mind these helpful tips. Start on smooth, easy slopes. Bend your knees. And always look up, not down. That is up to Alberta, Canada, where your unsightly tumbles are 1,000 miles out of sight, surrounded by skiers you'll never see again, and the breathtaking beauty of the Canadian Rockies. Plan your trip at TravelAlberta.com. Learn in Canada. Impress in California.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Centro. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
When you're talking about scouting, usually a term you hear is five-tool player. Those tools are hit for average, hit for power, fielding, speed, and arm. Now, long a product of the dreaded eye test. With sabermetrics always evolving, we're now able to measure these tools to an awe-inspiring degree. One of the most special combos you can find is the power-speed combo. In years past, that metric has been measured almost solely by home runs and stolen bases, like only four players have ever hit 40 homers and stolen 40 bases in a season. Nowadays, with StatCast, there are numerous ways to measure the players that rank highly in both power and speed. First, we look at barrels and barrel rate. Barrels are any batted ball with a hit probability of 50% or better and an expected slugging percentage of 1,500 or better based on exit velocity, launch angle, among other factors. The leaderboard is basically a who's who of rocket blasters. Now, we can also tap into sprint speed, which is measured in distance covered in feet per second in the field or on the base pass, not confined to just trying to steal bases. Now, according to StatCast guru David Adler, in the first few weeks of the season, only four players in all of baseball rank in the 94th percentile or better in both barrel rate and sprint speed. Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, the Twins' Byron Buxton, and 23-year-old Marlins rookie Jazz Chisholm, whose barrel rate of 28.6% leads all of baseball, while his sprint speed of, oddly enough, also 28.6 feet per second ranks in the 94th percentile. We know Trout and Buxton can do it all, but don't sleep on the kid from the Bahamas.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
JR, the Yankees just snapped their five-game losing streak on Tuesday night. Before that, the Yankees were 5-10, off to their worst start since 1997. Is it foul or fair to say that the Yankees are figuring things out and will be serious contenders for the division crown when it's all said and done?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Baseball's panic over the Yankees' slow start is comical. What they don't tell you is that in 1997, the Yankees rebounded to win 96 games and take Cleveland to five games, losing 4-3 in the ALDS. So 97 isn't a bad barometer. The Yankees don't stink. No, they're not hitting, and they have a lack of timely hitting. They ranked 29th out of 30 teams in hitting going into Wednesday night's game. Who would have thunk it with all those high-priced boppers? The pitching staff, 7th in ERA, that's decent, but the defense is 27th ranked, and they have the 8th most errors in the league, so it's been all bad on those fronts. Still, it's way too early to panic. Any baseball fan knows this deep down. This isn't the 60-game COVID season. There's no rush. The Yankees have 146 games left. Hal Reynolds said it best on MLB Network. They're 5 games out of first place, but if they catch the ball and make routine plays, they're in the games. They cost themselves because the defense is lackadaisical. Pitchers want somebody to catch the ball. You do that, and everything will come around. He's a prophet. Because on Tuesday night, The Yankees did that and broke their five-game losing streak against a tough Braves team to take the opener of the two-game set. They did it with timely hitting, the home of Baez-Scheller, and great pitching. They also had a bit of luck as the red-hot Ronald Acuna is out and day-to-day with an abdominal strain. But look for the Yankees to be right there in the end, same as in 97.
Turn money into more money.
Now it's time for Betting on the Bases with Dave Gascon.
Love that money. Love that money.
Rob, I'm not going to lie. I have not had a losing week just yet in Major League Baseball. No plans on doing that anytime soon. Three teams I'm looking at over the weekend: Arizona, Pittsburgh, and Detroit. And the reason why, three worst pitching staffs in all of Major League Baseball. Diamondbacks are in Atlanta on Friday night for their weekend series. They'll take on Kyle Wright and the Braves, who need to find a way to get over 500. And they'll do so against Luke Weaver and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Take the Braves straight up in that ball game. Also, Minnesota taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates in the Twin Cities. Pirates are bringing up Trevor Cahill in this ball game. He's got an 0-2 record. ERA is over 9 at 9.69. I'm taking the home team, the Twins, in that affair as well. And then we jump Saturday and we go right to Sunday. A great matchup between Anaheim and Houston. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, of course. I'm taking the over in that ball game. Angels continue to swing the bat well. Lance McCullers versus Dylan Bundy in that pitching matchup. Pound the over. That's it. Got to make some cash. I'm out.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto: if I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, now let's welcome to the podcast David Vasse. He is the Dodger reporter for AM 570 LA Sports here in Los Angeles. David, welcome to the podcast, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Rob. Appreciate it.
No doubt. Let's talk about those Dodgers who are off to a incredible start, 14-4, and some people are already writing that they could set the all-time win record. Where are you on that, Dave? Is that possible with this roster?
You know, it's possible with the level of competition in the National League, Rob, but I'm not sure. You know, this pitching staff is so good. It is possible. I'm not going to say it's out of the question. But the Dodgers were approaching that Mariners record a few years ago. I believe it was in 2017. And that's not important to the Dodgers. They're more about the big picture to have their roster ready, healthy, and rested for October. So I don't believe that's something they're going to try to chase, even if it is in reach in September.
Dave, let's talk about Mookie Betts, who made an incredible catch to win a game in San Diego in game two of that exciting three-game series, but he's injured. Give us an update on Mookie Betts.
Yeah, Mookie is supposed to be in the starting lineup for Thursday against the Padres. He had x-rays on his right forearm, Rob, and they came back negative. So that was a really huge sigh of relief for the Dodgers after he was hit by a pitch by Rafael Montero in the ninth inning of that game. So that was really the Dodgers dodged a bullet in more ways than one, because if there's one guy they can not afford to lose for any extended period of time is Mookie Betts, especially with Cody Bellinger on the injured list right now. So he is going to be back in the lineup, according to Dave Roberts, on Thursday.
Dave, the guy that I think tipped the scales for the Dodgers when they signed Trevor Bauer, the free agent, Cy Young Award winner coming over from the Reds. He's been tremendous to start the season. Talk about his addition, and is the sky the limit for this guy with this Dodger offense? I think he can win the National League Cy Young again. What do you say?
Yeah, I would say so. After the way he's pitched in the first three or four outings of this season, Rob, there's no doubt that he's very much in contention to do it again. And he is part of this Dodger rotation, to me, that has given them the best record in baseball. It's not their offense. It's not their bullpen. It's their starting rotation that has really helped the Dodgers get off to this great start. You go from Bauer to Buehler to Kershaw to Urias, and also giving Dustin May the opportunity to grow in this rotation as he learns on the job. I think it's going to be really the rotation that keeps the Dodgers afloat all season.
Our guest here on Inside the Parker is David Vasse, the Dodgers reporter for AM 570 LA Sports in Los Angeles. And Dave, I don't think this is an overstatement. I watched all the games, but that Padres-Dodgers series last weekend in San Diego felt like a playoff atmosphere, especially that Friday night game that went into extra innings. Am I being over the top with it, or was there something to it?
No, it was a great series, Rob. It's a great three-game series, and it was one of those few things that...
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Lived up to the hype, and you don't usually see that when everybody's hyping it up. And this series is going to be a rematch of everything that we saw in that three-game series with the starting rotation because of May and Musgrove going on Sunday, Snell and Bauer getting round two, and starting it off with Buehler and David Weathers. By the way, the Padres lost one of their best starting pitchers in Nelson Lamet, so that was a big loss for them.
who's the best player in baseball? Is it Mike Trout or is it Mookie Betts?
Mookie Betts has been one of the stars. It's been the Mookie show ever since he got here, Rob. That catch on Saturday night is just indicative of his preparation, his athleticism, and his baseball IQ. He doesn't make that catch without getting a great jump off the bat. So for me, Mookie Betts, by far, is – I know everybody's talking about Mike Trout and Ronald Acuna Jr. Acuna Jr. is a great player, so is Mike Trout. But for me, Mookie Betts has come up time after time in big moments, and I would say that he's the best player in baseball for me, hands down.
Last thing, Clayton Kershaw, is there a chance that he re-signs with the Dodgers and comes back to finish his career, or could this be possibly his last season in L.A.?
It's possible, Rob, but I don't see him pitching in any other uniform. I thought there was a chance he might leave a couple of years ago because he really wasn't buying into the analytics from Andrew Friedman, and then started to buy into it, and he saw that the success they were able to have. He never was into just measuring players by numbers and making decisions off of that. He can live with it right now. They just won the World Series. His family loves it here. I don't see him going anywhere. You know, everybody talks about the Rangers, but they haven't gotten any better, even though they've gone into that new stadium. So I can't see him playing for a 90-loss team. I don't care how close it is to his house. And it feels like the Dodgers and their ownership loves him so much and understands the legacy that they would not allow him to go anywhere else. But it'll be interesting to see what kind of agreement they can come to, because he's not a $35 million a year pitcher.
No doubt. All right, there it is. Thanks for the knowledge, Mr. David Vasse, Dodgers reporter, AM 570 LA Sports in LA. We appreciate you, Dave. We'll see you down the road, buddy.
Okay, Rob, thanks a lot. Appreciate you having me on. Great as always.
Okay, so we have the car payment, the rent, utilities,
and the repair bill.
What should we do?
I know. I'm going to CashNetUSA.com. I can apply in minutes, get an instant decision, and if approved, we could have the money in our account as soon as the same business day.
When you need money fast, be the hero. Go to CashNetUSA.com to apply for the money you need now. The exact timing as to when your loan funds will be available will be determined by your banking institution.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Batter up!
It's Jones in for baseball.
Cowboy!
A fan's take on the game we love.
You're out!
Hello, everyone. This is Jones, MLB Bro content reporter. Today, I have a message for all Yankee fans. Chill. Yes, the Yankees are off to a rocky start, but let's not act like this never happened before. In 1997, they also started 5-10, and they ended up winning 96 games. Now, I'm not necessarily saying just because they rebounded in the past that history will repeat itself. All I'm trying to say is baseball is a marathon. They play 162 games. It's not a sprint. So let's let the season play out a bit. Let's get a larger sample size. I mean, we're not even 20 games into the season. So as of right now, chill. It's not time to panic.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA. And it isn't even close.
Reason number 995 why baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL. It's because it's a long season. You can't bury somebody or bury a team because the first two or three weeks weren't good. The Yankees are off to a terrible start. You think the season's over in the Bronx? No way, no how. The Red Sox got off to an 0-3 start, and, you know, the sky was falling on Chicken Little. Guess what? They ran off 9 straight wins. In some sports, in the NFL, you lose 4 or 5 games, the season's over. In the NBA, it doesn't take too much before you can run yourself out of contention. And of course, the seeding and where you finish can determine often if you're going to move on. So getting off to a horrendous start could put you in a hole that would be very difficult to get out. But baseball's played for 6 months every day virtually. There's so much baseball to be played, no matter how bad it is. And it's early. We're still in April. Fans don't have to be like, oh, this is it. This is going to be a long season. I don't want to watch. Teams can get hot, run off a ton of games, and get back in it. That's what makes baseball great. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
Okay, so we have the car payment, the rent, utilities,
and the repair bill.
What should we do?
I know. I'm going to CashNetUSA.com. I can apply in minutes, get an instant decision, and if approved, we could have the money in our account as soon as the same business day.
When you need money fast, be the hero. Go to CashNetUSA.com to apply for the money you need now. The exact timing as to when your loan funds will be available will be determined by your banking institution.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.